Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
We have a breaking story. Stop the music, please. It is being reported since early this morning that an Israeli border policeman committed suicide as the president of France, Sarkozy, was boarding the Air France jet back to Paris. I don't believe a word of it. What I'm shocked at is that this story is being covered as though the official news version coming out of the government of Israel is the only version. There apparently is no skepticism, no thought, no reason left in the American media. Let me repeat the story because it's been covered up to an extent that most of you haven't even heard the story. As Sarkozy was leaving Israel after an official state visit, he was boarding the plane or about to board his plane. A shot was heard from 100 yards away at a rooftop. Mrs. Sarkozy, this Carla Bruni, the model slut, ran up the steps a la Jackie Kennedy, ditching her husband, leaving him at the bottom of the steps. All the years on the runway gave her some good sprinting capacity. She sprinted out of the line of fire. He was stunned, didn't know what happened. They didn't really hear the shot. They whisk him up on the plane. Then Olmert, the president of Israel, and Peres are put on the plane to tell him that an Israeli border guard who was guarding them committed suicide. Now, let me tell you, this is the biggest pot of rubbish I've ever heard. Let me explain why it's a cover-up, in my opinion. And we'll never know it. I mean, this is right out of one of these mystery novels of the 60s. It would take a mystery writer to produce this story. And I'll tell you what I think happened, pure speculation. Let me ask you something. Do suicides of police often take place in front of the general public? Do police who commit suicide do so in a large crowd? Do police who were screened by the most, allegedly one of the best CIA-type organizations in the world, Shin Bet, hire a guy who was that unstable that he would kill himself during a state visit? Usually when cops commit suicide, it's far from the maddening crowd. They do it silently. But there's more to this story that I have learned that you can't find anywhere, but you're going to hear it on The Savage Nation. We've just learned that the policeman who allegedly committed suicide by, shooting himself in the head, was a Druze border policeman. Druze border policeman. Now, what cop shoots himself in the head and then falls off a rooftop where he was on guard and his rifle goes off accidentally? And the bullet then hits him in a way that makes the accident and the fall look like a suicide. The question is this. Who fired the shot? Who was the border guard going to off? That's the question. And I'm telling you right now, you're never going to get the answer. Do they think we're this stupid? The answer is, of course, they think we're this stupid because they have a compliant media around the world that is incapable of thinking. Now, I am of a sufficient age where I was taught to think for myself. I'll read you the story from the Jerusalem Post. No one on the tarmac heard the shot that ended a border policeman's life a few hundred meters away from the leaders of Israel and France at Ben-Gurion Airport on Tuesday. But security agents, fearing an assassination attempt, scrambled into action after news of the unexpected development reached them via their radio earpieces. The incident took place as French President Nicolas Sarkozy boarded a flight back to Paris, concluding a three-day visit to the region. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Shimon Peres had accompanied Sarkozy to the airport. A military band greeted the leaders and a picture-perfect ceremony commenced, marking the end of an important state visit seen by many as symbolizing the increasingly warm relations between Jerusalem and Paris. Within seconds of his bodyguards learning that a shot had been fired nearby, Olmert found himself surrounded by dark-suited Shin Bet agents who whisked him into a bulletproof vehicle. Paris was rushed into a second secure vehicle. The bodyguards were following emergency procedure, a spokesman for Paris security entourage later explained. On the stairs leading up to Sarkozy's plane, alarmed French security guards escorted Sarkozy aboard the aircraft. Carla Bruni Sarkozy, the French premier's wife, ran up the stairs ahead of him. The French president waited for more news on the plane. Minutes passed before word reached Olmert that the shooting had occurred on the outer security perimeter around the farewell ceremony. There was no assassination attempt, the Shin Bet told the prime minister. After receiving the all-clear, Olmert and Peres boarded the plane to inform Sarkozy of what had transpired. Suicide was the likely cause of death for the border policeman. Yeah. Struck by his own bullet while guarding the departure ceremony, a border police spokesman said. According to the preliminary results of a forensic mobile lab on the scene, the signs point to suicide. The spokesmouth stressed that, quote, the investigation has not yet ended. The spokesmouth went on, these are the first results we've gotten back from the scene. Police did not release further details of the officer's identity in the hours following the shooting. Now, I have learned, and whether it's corroboratable at this point, I don't know, but it's coming to me from Israel, that the people in Israel are skeptical of this story, number one. That the border guard was a Druze, number two. There is speculation that there was an attempt to kill Olmert because he has sold the country down the river, and he is selling the people to their death. He is leading them to the gas chamber. He is the equivalent of those who led the Jews into the gas chambers in World War II, according to many Israelis who see the handwriting on the wall. The speculation in Israel is that this was an internal attempt to knock off Olmert by a border policeman who was found on the roof with a scope rifle, and then he was executed and thrown off the roof, or after he was executed by a guard who caught him, he fell off the roof. We'll never know what really happened. We will never know what really happened. But I'm going to ask you, the Savage Nation, what do you think really happened? Do you believe the official story? Or do you believe that this was an assassination attempt that is being covered up? What I'm going to play for you right now is the official government media complex report from Fox News. Play it now.
Well, the latest is that the border policeman was never very close to any of the VIPs involved in this incident. However, when a shot rings out about 200 yards away from where the French president and his wife were, along with Prime Minister Olmert, for all the obvious reasons, it sends a shock through the security personnel. They exercised their protocol, bundled the Prime Minister Olmert into his car. They sent the French president and his wife up the plane into their aircraft.
Okay. Pure crap from Fox News from an empty suit, who would be just as well wearing pantyhose and crossing his legs because he won't have a job soon. The only people left at Fox News will be those who can cross their legs in pantyhose. But I'm going to ask you, let's get serious here. Do you believe the official story? Do you believe the spin of the story? Do you believe there was an assassination attempt here? What do you think happened? Phone number 1-800-449-8255. I'll take your calls right now on the Savage Nation. Greg, go ahead, please. What's on your mind? What do you think?
Yes.
Greg,
good afternoon, Dr.
What's your opinion? Was this a policeman who shot himself, or do you think there's a cover-up?
Yes, sir, I think there is a cover-up because it just doesn't make sense. Why would a Border Patrol agent want to shoot himself on top of a building at that particular moment? It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Even if the man was suicidal, which is unlikely, because these men are the top of the heap of security in the world, they are vetted. They are vetted over and over again by the internal security. It's unheard of. I don't believe a minute of this. This story has much deeper meaning, by the way. And the deeper meaning is, why would someone try to assassinate Olmert if that's the story? That's the story that the government, the world media is covering up. It's because Olmert is trying to kill the Israeli people in order to appease George Bush and Condoleezza Rice. The Jews are going to die. Don't you understand that? They're surrounded by Arabs who want to not only drive them in the sea, but kill all of them. The little Hitler from Iran has been saying over and over again, there is no Holocaust, never happened, we'll kill them all. Over and over again, the Hitler of Iran says that. Over and over again, rockets come from the Gaza Strip that was given back to the Palestinians. No roses are not being grown in the hothouses that were given to the Palestinians. Bombs are being grown in the hothouses, as I told you would happen. Now, I got to tell you something here. This is a monster story. And I am shocked that from 9 o'clock in the morning until now, I can't find anything new on this story. I'm shocked that until now, all of the geniuses on all of the outlets across the world have not even speculated that this is bullcrap being put out to cover up an assassination attempt. What do you think? What do you think? John, Sacramento, you're next. Go ahead.
Mike, this is obviously an assassination attempt. The Israeli people have been pressured from their own government to comply with these Oslo Accords that are just totally gutting the country, taking the land away from them. And it's only, you know, a matter of time before the people start reacting and wake up from their apathy and start doing something about it.
Well, I believe that this was more, much more to the story, number one. That's obvious. I believe that this, look, let's play it as a mystery story. Make believe it's a 1960s or 70s spy writer, some of the great ones. How hard is it to figure out what this story really is? I'm shocked that the people in the news business are this blank. Well, I'm really not that shocked when I consider what they do with regard to what's going on in this country. Now, why is this story of any importance, or do you think it's of no importance? New Jersey, Nick, go ahead, please. Nick, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Going once, going twice, Nick is gone. In New York City, Michael, what do you think? Assassination attempt or suicide?
It was an assassination attempt. I thank you for opening my eyes. I'm a retired cop. I think some other cop saw this guy getting ready to fire Omert, and he was shot, and they had to come up with a story. And in a way, this guy Omert is an extension of Hitler. He's trying to kill the Jews, his fellow Jews. So, you know, the guy who died is probably a martyr, even though he didn't use democratic means.
Now, as a former policeman, I'm sure you've encountered fellow officers who've killed themselves or have read about them. Have they ever occurred in such high-profile places in your experience?
No, they don't.
Never.
Do that.
Never. Cops don't do that. The cops who reach that point of despair usually do it quietly in their own house or in a car. Am I right about that?
Drive off the road. No, this is a total fabrication. This is an IQ test for the Israeli people, and I want to thank you very much for opening our eyes to this.
Thank you. Again, this is mere speculation on my part. I don't think we will ever know the truth. I believe the government media complex is so all-powerful that it may as well be one man running the entire world's news. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation. This is probably the biggest story of a very long time. I'm pretty sure there's much more to it. I'm not privy to inside information. But for God's sakes, we're living in a country where people can't think. Don't you remember movies like The Night of the Condor, books like The Bourne Identity? You people watch read spy novels by the millions, and yet when something passes in front of your own eyes, you eat up what the government media complex, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, tell you, and you don't think for yourself? I, to me, cannot believe that a border policeman, a Druze at that, by the way, an Arab Druze, would ever commit suicide so publicly. That's number one. And then fall off a roof. It's right out of a mystery novel. The real important story here is, who was he? Who was he trying to kill? If that's true, was it Sarkozy or Olmert? Now, what you don't know is another story related to this. The Olmert government came to an end today. The Labor Party caucus decided Monday afternoon to back party chairman Ehud Barak and vote against the government Wednesday on a bill to dissolve the government. That's the last nail in the coffin for the government of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Now, many of you don't understand why this is such an important story. Daryl in Chicago, for example. Go ahead, Daryl. You have the floor.
Hello, Michael. How are you? I don't care whether or not somebody tried to assassinate him or if it was a cover-up or whatever. I don't think it's important for us here in this country.
Well, you see, this is the apathy that has been built into you by the American government media complex. You should care very much whether a world leader is assassinated or an attempt is made upon his life. If you study history, you'll find out that World War I was triggered by an assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. So it could very well affect you. Don't you see, Daryl?
Well, But, I mean, if this guy is bad for Israel anyways, and he's making deals with the Arabs and so on, maybe the next
well,
guy.
But I mean, the important point is that the assassination attempt, if it is such, is being covered up by the world media, and the people are gullible enough to just eat it as though it's what they say it is. That's what's alarming to me. It means that the government can get away with anything. If they can get away with this, then they can get away with anything. How can the people permit this without jeering the media and saying boo and throwing lettuces at them? That's my point. How can you let these people on CNN and Fox get away with standing there with a clean shirt when their souls are so dark? Mark in D.C., welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage, you stole my thunder. I really wanted to see what you thought about the tie-in to the assassination in the Balkans for World War One. It's amazing how nobody.
Yes, a
about
Serbian
that.
Dissident tried to kill. Did kill the Archduke Ferdinand, set off World War One. Can't people understand that the attempt on an assassination attempt on a world leader is probably the most serious thing that can occur, particularly at this time? After all, there was an Israeli leader killed in the past by the name of Rabin. Remember that?
Tie that in with the little Hitler there in Iran, and you get yourself a heck of a mixing pot.
Yes, that's correct. And now we have to take these elements and mix them together. The Israeli people are sitting in shock. They're being hit by rockets every day, and this Quisling, Olmert, continues to march them into the gas chamber because Condoleezza Rice tells them what to do. The Israelis are unprotected. Women who survived Hitler's Holocaust are sitting there crying, saying, "What happened to my country? How could this be happening?" Now, you can't now stretch your mind, open your mind to the possibility that something did happen? Or was it an attempt on Sarkozy by someone? What do you think? New Jersey, Jeff, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's an absolute great pleasure to speak with you. I'm actually a San Francisco native. I was in the Joint Defense Forces for 5 years. I listened to you religiously every day.
You know probably more than 99% of the people do about the culture of the border police. Tell me, would it be likely that a Druze policeman would kill himself so publicly?
Actually, yes. And I'll tell you why. First of all, let's talk about the attempt of suicide. If you look at Israel, Israel is one of the most modern countries in the world. It has one of the strongest militaries in the world. We are known for having probably the best para-terrorism.
But let's get down to today's story without losing track of what we're talking about. The Druze are a unique element of the Israeli society. They're Arabs. Is that correct?
That is true, but they are also split down the middle. There's actually an area right next to
I understand
there.
That, but in the Druze culture, in the Arab culture, there's a thing called honor. Do you think a man would dishonor himself by committing suicide publicly like this?
Just like Druze sometimes go ahead and kill their own daughters. And honored, so yes, the same thing could happen if he did.
Hold on, stay on the line. We are talking about an astonishing story, but more astonishing is the cover-up. More astonishing yet is the lack of, let us say, interest or analysis by the world media. What's even more astonishing is the American people's apathy. And even more astonishing is their assumption, and correctly so, that the American people are the stupidest people on the planet to gullibly buy anything they put out. I've never seen anything like this. I can't carry the world on my shoulder. I'm only one man alone in a radio studio. Can I be the only man on earth asking this question? It would be impossible for it to be true that I'm the only man on earth asking this question. Just statistically, with 5 billion people, it'd be impossible for it to be true that Michael Savage is the only man on earth who's asking the question. So if I'm not the only one asking the question, the answer is that there are some people asking the question, was it an assassination attempt? Now, if some people are asking the question, was it an assassination attempt, we can also reasonably assume that some of these people are in the media in various parts of the world. And if some of these people are in the media, then why have they not published a story to follow up on this? How come I found out from Israel by going on to Israeli blogs that the man who allegedly killed himself, the border policeman guarding Olmert and Sarkozy, who then fell off the roof, was a Druze Arab? How come I'm the only one who's reporting that? But let's go back to Jeff in New Jersey. Jeff, so your former IDF, you say it could have been suicide. I say that the man being Druze makes it even more unlikely that he would have committed suicide. You then said that the Druze will commit honor killings of their own children. Is that correct?
That is true, just like the Japanese do, or as we see in Iraq. You have to remember one thing. The Druze, they might be in the Israeli army, but they really do come from an Arab background where honor killings is really in their nature and culture.
Oh, so let's take your theory for a minute. So you're buying the government position that it was the man killed himself. Under what circumstances would a border policeman choose to kill himself during a state visit? Why?
That is an extremely good question. I'm also on your theory. What I would like to bring out is a different theory. The theory that I would like to bring out is if we go back, if we treat back to Rabin's assassination, which I do believe was an inside job by the Shabak, okay, that was actually done close hand. If we look at the situation that happened at Ben-Gurion Airport today, the outer perimeter is over 200 meters away, which is about a quarter of a kilometer. The type of rifle that this soldier would be using would be an M16 with a scope. M16s with a scope, it does not have an accurate range for 200 meters to hit one person surrounded by 50. If a person wanted to attempt an assassination from that distance, you'd have to use a different type of machine, a different type of gun, such as...
All right, let's pause right there. We've all seen the spy movies from the 70s where they assemble them out of a suitcase. We don't know whether he was found with another weapon, do we?
That is true. We do not know. But I can tell you that the Druzim are never placed into special units. Druzim are placed into two type of units. There's one unit where they patrol, or they used to patrol the Gaza border, or actually the border that is between Egypt and Gaza, which was called Seal Philadelphia, the Philadelphia way, where some tanks have blown up and people have blown to smithereens. The other part is they're actually put into small units where they patrol along the borders and they're able to see if people have walked by. They'll be able to tell if people have dug any type of hole and put weapons inside.
But now, the Druze Arabs are not traditional Muslims by any means. I think you need to explain that they're very. It's a very unique religion. It contains Neoplatonic and Gnostic elements. And many Islamic scholars to this day label the Druze as a non-Muslim sect, even though the Druze are officially classified as Muslims. You know all of this, correct?
I do. And if you actually look back about 2 months ago, one of the big Druze communities up in the north, they started stoning the police and throwing rocks at the army as well, because something happened where one of the soldiers acted disrespectful to one of their leaders in the community. So... Yes, it is in their it really is embedded in their temper. It really is embedded in who they are. Do I say it could be an attempt an assassination? Absolutely, anything is possible. The only thing that
all right, let's pause right there. The Druze are extremely interesting as a people, and we don't have the time to go into the details right now. And I'm no expert on these people. You can look them up. Look these folks up. What their religion stands for on the internet. I do know that the Druze who have been accepted in the Israeli military are generally extremely patriotic and extremely loyal. Is that correct or incorrect?
That is true.
All right. I again would say that based upon that, it further increases the likelihood that it's impossible that a policeman of this background would have committed suicide at such a public place. I would think it's almost impossible to perceive that any policeman at a state visit would commit suicide. Absolutely impossible to believe that. But again, now let's go past it. Let's take the theory that it was an assassination attempt. He was found on the roof with a scoped rifle that he had brought there secretly. Someone caught him just before he was fired a shot. They killed him, and then they fired his gun simultaneously, whatever, threw him off the roof, whatever happened, or he struggled and fell after he was shot, or he was shot and fell over the roof. Who would he have been going after, Sarkozy or Olmert?
Most probably Olmert for trying to give away the North.
Well, okay. Now, why the North? Are the Druze mainly in the North?
That's where the Druze are mainly at, the North. They are in
Bingo.
The Golan Heights. And if they give away the Golan Heights, you know what happens? They go back to Syria. Nobody wants that. And on that
So
part,
the Druze would then be part of the Syrian dictatorship. If the Golan was given back, the Druze would then be, in essence, they'd be imprisoned by the Syrian government.
They would revert back to the Syrian.
Unbelievable. Well, do you see how – look, Jeff, what's the point of having a talk radio show if we can't analyze what might or might not be true coming out of the media? That's all I'm doing here is I'm trying to analyze it.
You know what? I have to say one thing to you, Dr. Savage. I learned a lot from you over the years, especially a kid coming from San Francisco and going to the Israeli military. Because of you, I actually finished my master's degree. And you really got me to love to learn new things.
Well, the important thing is to use the mind that God gave you. How all of Western civilization could have developed to this point where the minds have become mindless and the people have become mere robots of sexuality and sensuality is astonishing to me. But we won't do that right now. Thanks for the call. 1-800-449-8255. Any other callers on this topic? Anyone want to comment upon this in any way? Do you believe the official media story that it was a man who a policeman who killed himself? Or do you believe it's a cover-up and he was trying to assassinate one of two world leaders? And moreover, what does that have to do with you as an American? Whether you are black or white, whether you are Asian or Hispanic, whether you are here legally or illegally, don't you think this is a very important story? I do. That's why I'm covering it. Moreover, on MichaelSavage.com, we actually have a video that was posted this morning that I'm shocked has not appeared since then. It comes out of a London newspaper. All you got to do is press the start button on my website, and you'll see the pandemonium at the airport. You'll see Carla Bruni hoofing it up the steps a la Jackie Kennedy. If so, I don't understand that. You know, this is another part of it that amazes me. This is a repeat of the Jackie Kennedy story where she jumped out of the car. Remember when the shot was fired at JFK? Jackie jumped out of the back of the car. She didn't try to – I mean, okay, you say it's a human reaction. I'm not going to argue with that. But she didn't shelter her husband after he was shot. She ducked to protect her own tail. She had the instincts of the family, let's say. She jumped out of the back of the car. Here's another one. Another one hoofed it. Now, is that the instinct of a wife who loves a husband? Is it an instinct? Is that a motherly instinct? Is that a wiferly instinct? A wiverly instinct? Or does a woman who loves a man who hears a shot get fired try to, I don't know, cover him? What does she do? Does she run up the steps of an airplane like this? Well, she's a unique piece of work, and she's not the issue. The issue is far more important than whether a woman of her low caliber would have run away in this manner. Chicago, Al, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage, a privilege to speak with you, sir. I just want to agree with you that I do believe there is a conspiracy going on there. And, you know, also I just want to encourage you. I know your position on running for president this term.
No, I'm not running for anything. No, sir. I'm just trying to show you how out of touch our political leaders are with the actual voter blocks out there that can elect them or not elect them, that they would choose not to even talk to you. That's all the point is. 1-800-449-8255. San Francisco, Matthew, go ahead, please. Next up on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, thanks. This is insulting to our intelligence. It really is, for the media to think that we would swallow this kind of a bull is insulting to me. It's insulting to every single person that listens to the media. There's too many coincidences going on here. To think that 200 yards away a man would stand there and shoot himself is ridiculous. It's absolutely
It is ridiculous to me. It has been ridiculous since 9 o'clock in the morning. Am I the only one who's raised the question in the media, though, Matthew? That's even more astonishing, isn't it?
It really is. The only thing I can't figure out is why they won't come out and tell the real story. Why don't they want us to know what really happened?
Because if the American media was to let the people in America understand how unpopular Olmert is, the entire desire to push Israel into the sea by Condoleezza Rice would go up in smoke, and George Bush's pathetic legacy, whatever that might be, God forbid, would also go up in smoke. Remember, George Bush has one idea left, which is, in addition to disassembling the United States of America the way you know it, he also wants to disassemble Israel. In order to create the New World Order, you've got to break a few eggs. Right now, the United States of America and Israel are two eggs with hard shells. And Bush and his world compadres understand that you cannot create a new world order when you have hard-edged, definitive nations that believe in borders, language, and culture. They want a world without borders and a world without culture. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
You do, of course. Now, my headline is a bit different than you're going to find in your local newspaper. My headline at MichaelSavage.com is the same one I'm going to give you right here. Panic in Israel. Was it suicide or assassination attempt? I don't know, and I don't think we will ever know. Okay? New York City. Mike, go ahead. What do you think? Tell me your opinion.
Yeah, Mike, you're absolutely right. there are so many special forces on the ground there when a head of state is leaving that it's a huge embarrassment that someone can take a shot at anybody, for that matter. And there, and it's got to be a cover. It's not what they're saying. But my question to you is, they're fed the story from Israel, from the press. Why would they even doubt it? They're just accepting it the way it is. And that's their...
They're getting it from the Israeli media, which, of course, is owned by Olmert. The government media complex is the same in Israel as it is here. Whoever's in power owns the media. It's the same there as here. No matter what we may think, it's all one gigantic complex. So the Israelis don't want the American people nor the rest of the world to know that there was weakness in their armor or that there was such weakness in their security that one of their own could have gotten in with an attempt like this. That's what I think, Mike. Now, it says you're former IDF. Is that also true?
Yeah, that is true. I was 3 years in the army, in the infantry, you know. And,
well, I wish that some former Shin Bet man would call the Savage Nation, because I can guarantee you they listen. And that's what I'm going to put out right now before this break. If there is a former Special Forces from Israel, or a former Presidential Guard from Israel, or a former member of the Shin Bet who wants to discuss this matter, pro or con, assassination or suicide, this is your opportunity to reach an awful lot of thinking people in the United States of America with ramifications throughout the world. 1-800-449-8255. I'll be back. I have an update for you, the first update in the American media. This just came to us on the Savage Nation, and it tends to confirm what I have been telling you. I was the first in the media to raise this question, but I won't be the last. This just came to us from Ynet News. The officer's family, the dead officer, who the official government report is saying committed suicide, the family is saying he did not commit suicide. We also have his name. The dead Border Guard officer was identified today as age 32, Raid Assad Ganan, of the Druze village of Beit Jan. His family members refused to believe that he had committed suicide. A family member said this: "We scornfully," did you hear the word? "These people are literate. They're not like the American putz. We scornfully reject the claims that our son took his own life. He was a kind-hearted and happy person. He had a family, and there was no reason for him to do such a horrible thing," unquote. The officer's father, Assad Ganan, said that his son had left the house on Tuesday morning in good spirits. He had a family, he had friends, he had plans for the future, had no reason to commit suicide, the father said. Naif, Raid's brother, said that the police representatives who informed the family of their son's death had told them that the circumstances of the incidents were unclear and would be probed by an investigating officer. Quote, "It is unthinkable that my brother took his own life. We believe this was an accident or even an incident in which my brother was accidentally shot by one of the security officials in the area," close quote. Raid's cousin, Maun Ganan, said that the officer was born and raised in Beit Jan. Quote, "He excelled in everything, starting at school, though through his military service in the Givati Brigade, and later continued to serve the state when he joined the Border Guard." Now, Raid's mother, we learn, Hannah, was killed in an accident several years ago. He was survived by his father, his wife, two children, three brothers, and five sisters. So the family is confirming that it's unlikely this man committed suicide. Unlikely he committed suicide. So you're saying, well, what does it have to do with me? Why should I care? It's occurring 9,000 miles away in Israel. They always kill each other over there. Because, my friends, it shows that there's great unrest in Israel. It also shows that there's a great conspiracy to deny you even the scintilla of a ray of truth coming out of the American media. Mahmoud in Chicago, go ahead, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I'm a Palestinian, and needless to say, you and I may not see eye to eye on everything, but when I read this story this morning, everywhere I read it, even Haaretz, wherever, I thought the same thing. This is not a suicide attempt. There are two girls, two Israeli IDF girls, that were there at the time and fainted when they saw what happened. I don't think anybody's ever going to hear from those girls as to what they saw happen.
Oh, my God. Now, where did, Mahmoud, where did you read this about the Israeli girls?
It was either, I read it on a number of places. I read it in Haaretz. I read it on Yahoo News. I read the article several different times today. And I only read one time there were the two IDF girls that witnessed what happened and fainted on the scene.
Jeez. So there's more to this story each minute that we're piecing together. Mahmoud, you've heard the show, and we probably disagree on many things to do with the Middle East, but I'm sure that socially you agree with me on many things.
There are some things that we agree and some that we disagree. But when I read this morning, I felt the same way. I said,
but Mahmoud, wait, before you go, isn't that true with you and your friends?
That there's agreements, disagreements? Sure.
All right, so maybe we can all come to understand that disagreement doesn't mean enemies and doesn't mean hatred. You know, the one thing I'd hate to see in America is the hatred of the Middle East entering this country. That's the one thing I'd hate to see. But let's put that aside. Let's stick to this issue. You are as skeptical as I am of the official government media complex reportage on this story, correct?
Correct. And I think it could be an attempt on Olmert. It could be an attempt on Sarkozy for saying things this morning that were maybe favorable to the Palestinian position. Who knows who it was an attempt
on? That's true. Now, that's a very interesting subplot, because Sarkozy called for the establishment of a Palestinian state in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem. Isn't that correct?
He did, yes. And
well, that's no different than the position of the Bush administration, nor of, I think, the Israeli government itself.
It is different because the Israeli government considers East Jerusalem annexed into Israel proper. So Sarkozy is saying no new construction in East Jerusalem. It is very different. I was actually telling you more surprised than Sarkozy. I was surprised when Obama came out and made his statement about a unified Jerusalem. I was shocked because, I tell you, he had a lot of Arab support prior to that speech at APEC.
Mahmoud, let me ask you something about your friends and the view of the Middle East. The issue today of the attempt – no, that's not what I wanted to ask you. My mind just skipped on something here. Knowing the Druze – do you know any of Druze people?
No, I don't. The Druze, I have no relation with them. My family is primarily the West Bank and some in Jordan now, but primarily the Ramallah area of the West Bank.
Okay, well, we'll leave it go at that. I'm just honored that you listen to the show and you're open-minded enough to listen to someone that you disagree with. That's more than I could say for the American liberal. Thanks for the call. 1-800-449-8255. If you want to see the video, not of the shot itself, but of the panic, and of Carla Bruni running up the steps, hightailing it like Jackie Kennedy, go to michaelsavage.com. It's an astonishing story unto itself.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
President didn't hear the gunshot over the band playing at an airport ceremony in Israel. Nicolas Sarkozy was about to board his plane when a dramatic incident happened at Ben Gurion Airport. A policeman shot and killed himself several hundred yards from the ceremony. The gunshot sparked fears of an assassination attempt. Security forces interrupted the handshakes and went into emergency mode, scrambling world leaders in different directions.
Well, that's the official government media report. I'm skeptical of that report. I do not believe it for a moment for several reasons. And I will give you the reasons again, and then you can call me with your opinion, because we, the people, are not as stupid as the people in the media and the government think we are. Let me explain to you. With millions of people having read mystery novels, spy novels, gone to movies and seen plots and plot twists, how can we buy this and take this wholesale? This is absurd for a couple of reasons. One. The security guards surrounding a presidential detail in any country would have to be the most vetted people in the entire police universes of that country. That's to begin with. Now add to that the layer of Israel, a nation well known for its internal security, although they're not doing such a great job under Olmert, but let us say well known for its internal security. You would think that their Secret Service would have vetted people to such an extent that they would rule out marginal personalities, marginally psychotic personalities, suicidally oriented personalities. They would never let them in a presidential detail. That's A. Now, B, add to it that the man is of Druze descent, D-R-U-Z-E. Okay, the Jews and the Druze are two different things. The man is of Druze descent. It's incapable, it's impossible for me to believe that a Druze would commit suicide publicly. That's number one, if it ever happened at all. I don't think it would ever happen to begin with. I don't think suicide is in the culture of the Arab people. It is a great crime to commit suicide. And that's why it's extremely rare, number two, amongst the Arab people. They have great honor. They also have great faith in their creator. As do the religious Jews and the religious Christians, by the way. They also understand suicide is the greatest crime you can commit. It's equal to homicide because it's not your property. They do not defile their bodies by committing suicide. It's God's property. God breathed your soul into the vessel called your body. It's not yours to take, nor is it yours to desecrate. But that's a separate spiritual story. But it's intimately connected with why I'm analyzing it from the point of view that I'm analyzing it. And number three, the entire picture, if you look at the story on michaelsavage.com from London, the video of what happened, the panic that occurs, Carla Bruni hightailing it up the airplane, leaving her husband after the shot was fired, panicking and running away from right out of the Kennedy. It's all over. I mean, it's amazing to me how this unto itself is a story, is that of Carla Bruni hightailing it, running away at the first sign of trouble. So I'm going to take your calls, and I'm going to ask you, as my headline is, Panic in Israel, was it suicide or an assassination attempt? I'm also reporting that the family of the man who was dead, the border policeman who was dead, who allegedly shot himself in the head and then fell off a roof from 100 yards away, is saying they're not only disbelief that he would do it, but they're offended, as I would expect an Arab family to be, at the suggestion that he would dishonor himself and his family this way. That's the point I'm getting at. Culturally, socially, spiritually, impossible. That's my opinion. Sacramento, Elliot, go ahead, please.
Dr. Michael Savage, first let me say it's an honor to speak to you today. I'm a longtime listener, and it's a great honor to speak to you. What I wanted to say, though, sir, was sometimes I think that you fail to realize the vast diversity of listeners that not only follow you, listen to you, and learn from you daily, but are willing to rise, fall, should you do so, with such robust enthusiasm to whatever will that you have, that we would follow you all the way to the highest office in the land. And, you know, if...
Well, since you're talking about that, I'm going to take 30 seconds to relate to it. At the end of yesterday's show, I made a commitment to rally the people of the state of California if four black robes steal our democracy, if they dare say that the ballot initiative that's already been approved for the ballot on November, where we can vote directly, we the people can have a say as to whether or not we approve of homosexual marriage, if they dare cater to the homosexual mafia and strike this from the ballot after it's been approved, I'll bring as many as I can to the state capitol and demand the immediate arrest of these Supreme Court thieves. They cannot do this to us. We will not permit it. We will take the state back, and eventually we'll take the country back. We're not going to permit judges to do this to us. So I may call upon you for your commitment. Thank you, Elliot. That's all there is to it. 1-800-449-8255. What do you think? New York City. Dan, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I listen to you every once in a while, and I really enjoy your show, and I was really intrigued by your conspiracy theory. I'm a big fan of conspiracy theories, but I do think you're off the mark on this time, and I'd like to tell you why.
That's the point of the conversation. Tell me why.
Okay, reason number one, you related to it yourself, and you talked about Druze and Arabs. First of all, you got to draw a really strong distinction between the Druze community and the Arab community. You had a Palestinian earlier on the show that was telling you that he doesn't really have a lot of touch with Druzes, and that is correct. And I take it, it's inevitable to me that the family will deny that the person committed suicide because it is very unholy and sacrilege in the Druze community to do so. So it's automatic to assume that they will, you know, deny that the possibility of suicide happens. I wouldn't put too much stake in what they said.
All right, so that's another way to look at it. The family would automatically deny suicide for their own honor. Okay, I accept that. But would you think that a border security guard, Dan, would choose a public event to commit suicide?
And that is my second point. I need to maybe I have a little insight to the makeup of the border patrol in general in Israel. It is pretty much an unit that operates onto itself, that recruits its own people. And in contrast to the regular IDF, people spend years and years in the unit, and they really operate pretty much autonomously. So I think that there wouldn't be that much scrutiny of Border Patrol by Shin Bet or by Mossad or by, you know, a VIP unit as to who's standing where. And that's why I think that somebody like this might slip through the cracks, because they do operate very independently. They're almost exclusively Druze, very few Israelis serve in the Border Patrol, and I wouldn't rule it out. And the third reason is that if there was an assassination attempt, Ben-Gurion Airport is the last place an assassination attempt would be planned and carried out, because I don't think everybody is aware of it, but unlike Kennedy or LaGuardia or any airport in the U.S., there's a perimeter around Ben-Gurion. You can't get in. It's not possible. There is, you know, it's fenced. Every checkpoint is very, very carefully. If you ever walk through or drive through a checkpoint, you will see.
Well, no, we agree on that. It would be the perfect place, I think, to stage an assassination attempt, precisely for that reason, if it were someone internal, the Praetorian Guard, so to speak, Dan. Now, Dan, I'm reading on my screen that you are identifying yourself as ex-Israeli Special Forces. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
In your experience, did you ever associate with people of the Druze religion?
Yes, I did, absolutely. And they ran the gamut from, you know, wonderful people. I ate with them, I dined with them, I stayed at their homes. And also, I have to say that there are people that are quite addicted to the military profession and maybe sometimes lose sight of, you know, maybe themselves. So I wouldn't rule it out. I just think that I'm a big fan of conspiracy theories.
Wait, so I'm not a fan of conspiracy theories in general, Dan, but this thing is staring out at me in neon. It is jumping up and down. It is flashing on and off as an assassination attempt that was uncovered, and the man was shot by other security guards who then threw him off the roof, or he fell off the roof just as he was caught with his gun. I don't know why you couldn't perceive that to be the case, particularly when we take it to the bigger picture of the discord in Israel right now. As an ex-Israeli or a former Israeli, you know what's going on in your own country.
No, absolutely. But, you know, so that is the other thing. If anyone would want to assassinate Sarkozy, it wouldn't be a Druze.
Well, I didn't say it was Sarkozy. It was the Palestinian gentleman who suggested that because of what the man had said about the West Bank and East Jerusalem today, Sarkozy. No, I think it's the other man who was in the sights of the gun.
You think it was Olmert?
Olmert, he has an approval rating that's lower than 8% in Israel. He's giving the country away. The people are being hit by rockets. The women are crying. You know this.
No, absolutely. I agree with that. But again, would not be a Druze. Would not be. There is no conceivable reason for.
Well, hold on now. You must have missed the earlier caller who said that one of the largest pockets of Druze is living in the Golan Heights. And that if the Golan is given back to Syria, they become, in essence, prisoners of the Syrian government.
You know what? It's funny that you mentioned that, because I personally handled the division when I was in the force between the Druze of the Golan Heights, and there was an attempt to give them Israeli ID cards back in the 80s. And these are exactly the Druze that will go back to under Syrian government. And when I was there, when I dealt with them, they were pretty happy not to accept that. And they told me time and again that they would wish, you know, to be back under Syrian rule and not under Israeli rule. But that, to me, is off base. And again,
well, you're talking about the 1980s, to be fair to the discussion. And again, I would have to give you extra credit for knowing more about the situation than I, because you've been on the ground and I have not. But that was the 1980s, Dan. It could be that the Syrian government of today would not offer the Druze the same benefits that the Syrian government of the 80s would have offered them. Isn't that a possibility?
That absolutely is a possibility. I have to acknowledge that. But I don't. I think that the Druze of the Golan Heights, they would not. They really.
Our last question of the day. You did you handle the M16?
I did the rifle.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Would an M16 be capable of accuracy at 100 yards? I would say 100% yes.
I would say 100% yes as well. It's a very, the only problem with the M16 is that it's a very sensitive weapon. The second you have a little amount of dirt in it, it will malfunction terribly. That's why most of my training was carried out with the Galil, which is much heavier, less accurate, but a lot more reliable in tough conditions. But in the airport,
Dan, I have fired my AR-15, which, as you well know, is the civilian version of the M16, and I have fired that gun within fair accuracy to 1,000 yards. So I don't go for the idea that the gun is not accurate at 100 yards.
No, it will be 100% accurate in the hands of a good shot. Absolutely.
Out to what distance?
I would say that you can be fairly accurate with it up to at least 500 yards if you're a decent shot, and maybe 800 or 900 yards if you're a good shot. And
well,
beyond
it's good
that,
it's good that I trained at the rifle team for Jamaica High School.
That is good.
All right, my friend. I'm so honored that you called the show. The phone number here is 1-800-449-8255. We are talking about a major league story. You're saying, well, is it that big a deal? Are you blowing it up? Are you being an alarmist? Should we keep talking about it? Answer, yes, yes, yes. Why? The answer is why? How could you ask why? Of course, it's an important story. Right now, you have the world powers wanting Olmert, who is their puppet, to carve Israel up, give away more of Israel to enemies who are committed to its destruction. They've already had this experiment with the return of the Gaza Strip. And in returning the Gaza Strip, and some good liberal American Jews, by the way, raised $12 million to give the folks in Gaza not only the greenhouses that the Jews had built, but starter seed money to convert the to continue growing orchids and roses and fruits and vegetables in the greenhouses. Within 1 hour, the greenhouses were torn apart, the hoses were stolen, the greenhouses were in shambles. And soon thereafter, rockets started flying from the returned land. Now, if returned land of a small strip such as the Gaza Strip would result in continuous rocket fire upon southern Israeli cities, ask yourself what will happen if and when the West Bank were to be given to the very same faction in Hamas or Hezbollah from the West Bank. Do you think rockets would fly? Or do you think that they would grow orchids in the greenhouses of the West Bank? I'll be right back.
Savage.
A border policeman committed...
No, not now. Wrong time. We have a very short segment right now. Was it suicide or assassination attempt is up on michaelsavage.com from the London Times. The officer's family is confirming what I suspect, that he didn't commit suicide. I think it was an assassination attempt that went awry. I think he was caught and killed by other border guards or some other element of the security rung. We have for you the official story coming out off the website right now that you can read on michaelsavage.com tonight. But here it is.
A border policeman committed suicide as President and Madame Sarkozy were saying farewell to the Israeli leader. As you can see, there was an incident. They obviously had heard a gunshot, according to the border policeman, or rather, according to a police spokesman. She was whisked up the steps, her husband not far behind her, and then the Israeli leader taken swiftly away, also by his security guards, although they did seem to be relatively calm about the events that had unfolded. There were some of the official party that still hadn't boarded the aircraft, and so they also then managed to get up the steps.
Well, there are numerous inaccuracies, even in her reportage of the very video she is referring to. Carla Bruni was not whisked up the steps. Carla Bruni ran up the steps at the first sign of trouble. Now, that's not a commentary upon her directly, but it's a commentary upon the fact that this newsreader will not even transmit the truth about the video that she herself is narrating. That's number one. So let's go to the broader picture. What would an assassination attempt upon Olmert mean? That's the real crux of the story. Savage Nation, call.
Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about an event out of the Middle East, in case you just joined us, that the media is calling a suicide by a border policeman as Sarkozy, the president of France, was boarding his official jet, and Olmert was wishing him goodbye. A shot rang out, and they claim the border policeman shot himself and fell off a roof from 100 yards away, which I say is implausible. My theory is quite different and quite alarmist at that. But sometimes alarmism is true. In other words, when you sound the alarm, sometimes you sound the alarm when there's a fire. So not all alarmism is necessarily a falsehood. And I believe that there's a high likelihood, which we will never truly get to the bottom of here, that this was an assassination attempt. Now, you may say, on which world leader? Well, I'll let you choose. It could be either. My suspicion, it would have been the Israeli leader because of his commitment to the further suicide of the Israeli nation. His own family, the officer's family, is saying he didn't commit suicide. The article's up on michaelsavage.com. We're the only website running it right now. It's off Ynet News. It'll be picked up later. This is something we should be talking about, not so much as to whether you think it was a suicide attempt or an assassination attempt, but what this means in the broader picture. What does it mean to you as an American citizen? What would it mean if an Israeli policeman, just if, tried to assassinate the leader of his own country? Why would he have done that? Well, I don't think you have to be Einstein to figure out why he might have done that. And I believe there's a high likelihood of a coup in Israel, a military coup in Israel. And I believe it could happen at any moment because I do not believe the Israelis can survive the next few months as a nation. I believe it will disappear as a nation. I believe that half the people, if not more, will be dead unless there is a drastic change in the behavior of the government itself. I believe that the military knows this. I believe the Secret Service knows this. I believe the people themselves know this, and the only people who pretend they don't know this are, guess who? That's right, the so-called leadership, the very same perfect storm that is occurring in America of greed, corruption, and stupidity happens to be occurring in most Western nations, including Israel. Greed, corruption, and stupidity. You know, the brightest men, the brightest women are not going into government service and haven't been for a very long time. They would rather create a website than go to work for the government. So you ask yourself, if the brightest people have not been cultivated in government service, who actually is going into government service? Who winds up on top of government service? Do you have to look any further than Obama and McCain to answer your own question? Who would want this job? Now, don't give me the highfalutin nonsense that they're in it for public service. I've always been cynical of that nonsense. Those days, if they ever existed, are long over. The only people I've ever known who went into government service went in for the pension. Or if they were totally corrupt, they went in to feather their own nest. So at the end of the day, what you have are leaders who are not leaders. You have leaders who are in it for themselves. And the country be damned. That's my opinion. But when it reaches a certain point of existential existence or not, meaning will the country cease to exist with one more act, then it's a different story as to whether we can just complain about it or is it just stupidity, greed, and corruption, which we can live with because we've lived through it before, and hopefully it'll correct itself the way the earth replenishes itself, the way the earth heals itself, the same way a government can heal itself through new administrations. This has happened in the history of this country before. We're a much bigger country, a much stronger country. Israel, on the other hand, is facing an existential termination by Iran. And let me remind you, Israel is not what it once was, not only from the point of view of leadership, but from the point of view of a military capacity. I mean, I've been reading very detailed analyses from pretty good sites that say that there's no way Israel's Air Force could take out the Iranian nuclear facilities in one strike. It's not a repeat, for example, of the reactor in Iraq in the 1980s. That's history. There was one reactor, one place, okay, with a mission of one squadron. This is a totally different story. Deeply embedded, spread out all over Iran, most of them secret. And for them to risk the entire Israeli Air Force on a venture 1,000 miles away and then open themselves up to an attack by Hezbollah, by Hamas, by Syria at the same time would mean they get wiped out. Once the Air Force is away, the country could be overrun from enemies that are local. So the theory is that if this does occur, it would have to be done with long-range missile strikes to begin with, that the Israelis would have to launch a missile attack on Iran's nuclear facilities first and upon their advance anti-aircraft sites put in by your good friends from Moscow, which can now prevent the Israelis from even arriving at the sites. So they would have to use missiles to take out both the anti-aircraft sites and the nuclear sites. Missiles fired from land base in the deserts and also fired from their own submarines. Then that would be followed by an attack upon Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Only after all of that was done, and they were neutralized to a certain extent, could the Israelis afford to unleash their air force in Iran. This is an astounding, terrible situation that is no good for anybody. Whether you're Palestinian or Jewish, Iranian or Syrian, this is a terrible situation for us to be in. While most of us are spending our days trying to build our lives, maniacs in the Middle East are spending every day trying to kill people. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. That's why we're talking about it. Because in a democracy, you talk, you don't shoot. Brian in San Francisco, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, yeah, this has got to be either the most irresponsible bit of journalism or a very contrived bit of journalism, because it seems that they're coming to a lot of conclusions that maybe we would all want them to come to before doing a thorough investigation. We don't know the person who found the alleged soldier who committed suicide. What is his background? Was the weapon that the soldier owned the weapon that that actually killed him? There's no ballistics test being done. Where's the bullet that shot him? You know, if you're
I don't think we'll ever find that. I don't think we will find out the truth of this ever.
Well,
I've raised issues that any journalism student should have raised. I mean, we should never seen a report where it says automatically it was suicide. Any journalist would have remained skeptical and said that a border policeman was found dead today and fell off a roof today, and it's questionable whether it was suicide or an assassination. There's no such possibility that a reporter of 20 years ago even would have taken the government's position out of whole cloth, Brian. That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm sort of like a reporter of 20 years ago or 30 years ago or 40 years ago. Or sort of like a reporter from the 50s rather than a reporter from the 90s or from the year 2000. And boy, do we need good reporters. Make no mistake about it. A reporter, think about the word, reporter reports. He doesn't feed you disinformation. I told you before, a reporter's job, in fact, the media's job, is to be a watchdog, not a lapdog. The day you become a lapdog, you're living in the ex-Soviet Union or in the current China where there's a government-controlled media. Paul in Orlando, your opinion, please go ahead.
2 points, Mike. First, there is no way a Drew would commit suicide. Period. End of discussion.
You said a Drews or a Drew? Because I know people named Drew who might have. I'm joking. Come on. Now, you said, why do you say a Drews would not have committed suicide?
Well, first of all, I've had dinner with Drews. I've had him as guest in my home, and I've been guest in Druid homes. And it is not in their makeup.
So you confirm what I suspect, that it's not culturally or socially possible for suicide to have occurred in a Druze.
Absolutely. But I go one step further than you. I think there's a reason why it was definitely a takeout on Olmert, and you may be absolutely right on the military coup. Because I think you're right. I don't think they can send their Air Force 900 miles away and leave themselves exposed. I think we're talking tactical nukes. I think they have got to take out Iran. I don't think it's an option. And I don't think Olmert or his cabinet or the current civilian leadership, I think you've got USA Light. You've got a bunch of George Bush types running around with no testosterone-producing organs.
Well, I disagree with you on that point. I think that the George Bush types have high testosterone. Unfortunately, it's not directed towards the defense of their own people. I think the testosterone is being used to suppress their own people in the name of the New World Order. So make no mistake about it. These are very canny, very sharp, very dangerous people. Don't underestimate them in any way, Paul. The problem is they are no longer patriotic or nationalistic in any manner. Paul, without divulging any more about yourself than you would like to, how have you come to be so closely associated with the Druze people?
I did a lot of research with Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. I did a lot of cryptographic science projects with some very, very bright people whose names I'm not going to mention.
And we will leave it go at that. When I hear cryptography, we have heard enough.
With mathematicians and theoricians, people who really understand the mentality in the Middle East. What America has not figured out is there are generations of people who were born and bred to die for Allah. And effectively, Israel has no choice but to give them their wish.
Well, you have a leader in Iran who is a backwoods maniac, a bumpkin who is filled with 13th century mythology, who believes that in order for Allah to re-enter the earth or for peace to reign across the earth, the 14th Mahdi has to appear, whatever that may be. And in order for that to happen, there must be an apocalypse. Now, how do you deal with a man like that?
Very simple. First of all, we need to go back to 9/11. On 9/12, we should have nuked Saudi Arabia. First of all, the reason for not doing that was oil would be $100 a barrel. Well, oil's now $135 a barrel. When they take out Iran, and they will take out Iran, oil will be $600 a barrel. And what we need to do, now I don't know if we'll do it, but go to Kuwait and go to Saudi Arabia and go to the other oil producers and say, we want your oil now. This is what we will pay you.
Paul, Michael Savage has been saying that the Iraqis owe us the oil right now. We have invested $500 billion at least, if not $1 trillion. We've lost several thousand men. About 30 or 40,000 are crippled for life without eyes, without legs, without arms, with faces macerated by IEDs. And they have not paid us back a dime for liberating them. Why should the Iraqis not pay us back with oil?
We should take it. We also...
Of course we should take it. But you've got to ask yourself why George Bush won't simply say, we're going to take payment in full right now. He could do that. We have troops on the ground. Who's going to stop him? The answer is because the oil cartel does not want the price of oil to go down.
Why should they want it to go down? They're making billions, they're making trillions of dollars.
But that's where a government's supposed to step in. It's supposed to protect us from a cartel. A government is supposed to protect the people, not protect the cartels.
A patriot tried to take the head off the snake that's running Israel. Unfortunately,
that's the bottom line. That's what you think. A Druze patriot tried to kill Olmert. He was caught and killed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Paul, thanks for calling. You've made my day, and you made my day for a number of reasons. Hemingway said that all people can hear the truth. All people have a detector for the truth. All people know what the truth is. They can hear it as clear as they can hear a church bell that is ringing. I believe I just heard the truth. Now, the only question is, if God sees the truth, why does he wait? That, of course, is a literary and a theological question. If God sees the truth, why does he wait? Moreover, must we wait for God to act? I'll be right back.
Savage.
And the elites march on. This story, of course, is not directly related to the Israeli story, but the elites march on. Cindy McCain to headline fundraiser in London. And who is the lead speaker? None other than Hank Kissinger, the go-go dancer. So the event in London will raise about $500,000 for the Arizona senator, but it's in London. It's not in Arizona. Now, that tells us an awful lot. Why would American citizens living in London want to contribute to John McCain's campaign when John McCain will not even face the conservative voters here in America? It's amazing to me how out of touch these people are, left, right, center, doesn't matter. Left, right, center, it doesn't matter. But let's go back to the Middle East story because it's all we want to talk about. Chicago, Mike, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'm calling because I thought that perhaps this was actually might have been an infiltration by Iran into the troops within the Druze division, which would be pretty consistent with what had happened during the previous Lebanese war, where Iran actually infiltrated into the Israeli Arab population and had troop information given back to Hezbollah. And when I first heard that this was breaking, that this may have been a Druze, I didn't want to think about this, but I thought that it might be possible that Iran actually infiltrated in some way, and that's why there's been an embarrassment about this.
All right, let's take your theory for a moment. Let us say it was Iran behind it. Who would they have wanted to knock off?
Either of them, or perhaps both.
Well, wait a minute. Olmert wants to give back the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Isn't that what Iran wants? Or is it that Iran wants war and they don't want peace, and they feel by giving the West Bank and the East Jerusalem to the Palestinians, it reduces the chance for war, and that's not good for the maniac from Iran. Is that what you're thinking?
That's part of what I'm thinking. And certainly, I thought of even just the fact of an attempt might be to their credit. The fact that they were able to infiltrate was simply...
You mean sending a signal, a silent signal that we the people will never hear about, but the Shin Bet would get the message that they're penetrated.
And they would, and that would be a huge embarrassment. The problem is if this initially wasn't, even as an assassination attempt, the fact that it was talked about as being a suicide and so forth was just simply the cover-up. I agree 100% on that.
All right, now, so we agree that the suicide is nonsense. The suicide story is nonsense. We both agree it was an assassination attempt. We don't know who was behind it. That's the main issue.
Right, but my fear was that it was this infiltration.
Well, you've raised a question that needs answering, and I don't think we're going to get the answer, truthfully. In New York, John disagrees with both of us. John, you have the floor of the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, 3 points. One, my wife is Israeli. Her younger cousin just got drafted last year. You know where they put the dim bulbs in Israel? They put them on the border. They put the dim bulbs, or they put those Israeli Arabs or Druze Arabs that might possibly be a security threat. That's where you put them, so you don't have to worry about them. Two, if it was a real assassinations, Michael, they don't get botched. They get done. Whether it was JFK, Rabin, Martin Luther King, it's usually right-wing elements within the government that blame the lone nuts. They get it done. But sometimes you don't have to get it done. You cow the person. Right? You're saying, oh, it was a suicide attempt. Maybe they just wanted to have an attempted assassination so somebody gets the message. And if I could draw a parallel that, we're discussing Israel and we don't even discuss what we have in our own country. Going back to shortly after 9/11, Daschle and Leahy, the two Democrats against the Patriot Act, were the only two people to receive anthrax letters with American-grade anthrax because they were the opposition to the deep, dark right that was pushing through that Patriot Act. And they got cowed, Michael, and they went ahead and they threw up their hands and like, you know what, I'm with you, boys. And that could be the same thing that's happening in Israel. We don't have to take a shot, because if they assassinated him after they assassinated Rabin 95, almost a little over 10 years ago, which was an inside job in Israel, then you know what? The people are going to start to get upset. And they're going to be like, what are you doing? Is this like America in the 60s? People are more conscious now. Talk radio, the internet, YouTube, things get out. So maybe they were just sending a message, just like the message Daschle and Leahy got.
Well, my friend, it shows you the flexibility of the human mind and the depths of talking to other people and where it's at, which is conversation. and dialogue, because each caller thus far has knocked another ball out of the stadium as far as I'm concerned. My initial view was that it was an assassination attempt. Your view is somewhat different, but not too far from that. You don't believe it was suicide, though, do you?
No, it wasn't suicide.
No, okay. Thanks for the call. Amazing. Savage. Amazing. Amazing.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Of a terrorist attack were quickly ruled out. Police say a border guard stationed around 150 meters from the plane shot himself dead. Two women soldiers who witnessed the apparent suicide fainted.
Uh-huh. Well, that's one of the official reports which we on the Savage Nation do not accept. I certainly don't. The fainting, that's number one. Number two, Druze don't commit suicide in general. But a Druze policeman, in my opinion, would never commit suicide publicly. It's out of the question from a cultural standpoint for a man from that religious background to do so. And his family is astounded and shocked and angered that it's being reported as a suicide. That's why my skepticism has been confirmed once again to be quite accurate. The only question becomes, was it an assassination attempt? I think the answer is pretty clear, yes. Then the further question becomes, who was targeted? Was it Mr. Sarkozy of France or Mr. Olmert of Israel? And then the third question becomes, who was behind it? Answers, of course, will never be forthcoming. This is something for a mystery novelist, not for a talk show host. But since I've opened up the questions, I'm going to take your calls right now on the Savage Nation, because it's extremely important that we exercise our minds while it is still permissible to do so. Gabby in Chicago, you open up this hour. Go ahead, please. Your opinion counts. What is it?
Hi, Mike. First of all, big fan of yours. I just want to talk about a common misconception. I'm an Israeli-American. I've lived in Israel. I was also in the IDF for 10 years. As a matter of fact, my commanding officer is Druze. First of all, the Druze are not Arabs, and nothing against the Arab people at all. It's just they're very proud of their own heritage. And yes, they're very proud of what they are and who they are.
Right, and they're not considered Islamic either, because their religion is quite different in some ways. But let's not get into the religion. From a cultural point of view, or you want to use anthropology for people who don't understand what we're talking about, first of all, isn't suicide extremely rare amongst the Druze?
I want to tell you, I know that village where he's from, Beit John. I know it very well. And I've never heard of suicide amongst them. But, Mike, you didn't bring up a very important point. Shimon Peres and also Olmert are talking about a land exchange in the Galil for some of the settlements in the West Bank with the Palestinians. Beit John, where the Druze live, is in the Galil. If you know anything about the history, there have always been animosity between the Palestinians and the Druze people. That's why back in 48, Ben-Gurion and later on Dayan had a thing where they started drafting all Druze men. Druze, like the Jews in Israel, are required to do the IDF and to required to go to the army. And I want you to know something. The men in Beit Shan, most men there are professional, we call it keva, which are the professional soldiers. That's their career soldiers. It's unheard of that they would actually have a suicide amongst their ranks. And not only that, I think we have to look at the fact. There is talk of now doing a land exchange with the Palestinians where we'll keep settlement blocks in the West Bank in exchange for the Galil. well, I think these people might be a little nervous that their area where they might live might be all of a sudden given back to the, given to the Palestinian people.
Let's pause right here. Now, the Galil area is where? In the Golan or in another area?
Golan. The Galil is in the north of Israel. Okay? There's a heavy Arab population there, as well as Jewish. There's also, that's where most of the Jews' population live, up in the north there. And I want you to know something. They are the most loyal citizens. As a matter of fact, there's in the army, there's a thing they call the Mishmar Gvul. That is what they call the border guard. The border guard is mostly the border guard, the ones that border the guard the Israelis' borders. That's mostly, I would say, 80% of those men are Druze. They are more loyal than the than most Israelis. I want you to know something. I'd rather have them in my brigade than some leftists from Tel Aviv. And believe me, the leftists in Tel Aviv, it's the same problem we have with them. It's the same problems we're having with the liberal left in this country here. Now, your friend also talked about the up in the Golan. There was someone else talking about that. Let me tell you something. I went to the village called Bukatha, which is in the Golan. They're Israeli citizens. They have Israeli citizenship that was given to them. Now, when you talk to them officially, yeah, they don't want it. But you talked about the record of 101, they want it. Now, their biggest fear is that an agreement will come and they will be returned to Syria. So they don't really want to be returned to Syria.
The Druze were no longer under Israeli rule, but under, or let us say, members of the Israeli government, but instead members of the Syrian government, would they not suffer greatly?
I think that the Golan Druze would suffer greatly. I think that because the Golan, those that decided for Israel, I think that the men would be rounded up, and those that would that had sided with Israel, there was something horrible would happen to them.
Oh my God! So in other words, they'd be like the Montagnards, who fought with us in Vietnam against the NVA, and when we pulled out of Vietnam, the Montagnards who were left behind were killed by the communists.
Exactly.
I'm trying to put it in the context for the American listener, Gabby, who may not understand what you just said. In other words, here you have loyal people who were loyal to Israel that if this land area was given to Syria, they'd be rounded up and killed. Their family's property would be seized.
The areas that are in Israel proper and the Galil given to the Palestinians.
Let me ask you another question. You say Galil. Isn't there an assault rifle, an Israeli rifle named the Galil?
Well, there is an assault rifle, the Galil, which we use in the army. But actually, Galil is the Hebrew word for Galilee. We refer to it as the Galil. And that's northern Israel. And that's where you get the Druze population living up in the north. But you will see Druze in Lebanon. You will see Druze in Syria. And you'll see, and they're very loyal to whichever country they live in. But I want to say something that I know about the Druze. The Druze are related actually to us Jews. And I'll tell you how. If you go back to biblical times, the father of the Druze people is Jethro. Jethro, if you know the Bible, was Moses' father-in-law. So their history is tied with the Jews, the Jewish people. I want to say they look very different from the Arabs. They're very good-looking people, and there's something about they have very beautiful green eyes, and the women are absolutely gorgeous. But the thing is that it's a different culture, a very conservative culture. They're very family-oriented. Everything is around the family, honor, and the village. There is no way, and I'm willing to bet my home on it, that this guy would have committed suicide. It's unheard of. These guys will
I have to go back to my own original intuition on the matter. It'd be highly unlikely for a Druze to commit. Well, I didn't know he was Druze until later on in the show. But before I knew that, just the general idea of a policeman committing suicide publicly made no sense to me. I don't care whether he was Druze or he was a gypsy or Jewish or Arab. It didn't matter to me. I never heard of a policeman killing himself during a presidential visit in the history of the world. Have you?
No.
No, let's start with the obvious. In the history of the world, have you ever read of a policeman in the midst of a presidential visit, a state visit, shooting himself in the head and falling off a roof? It's never happened in history.
No.
So let's start with, forget Druze, just the fact that he was a policeman. Unheard of, number one. Now, when it came out that he was Druze, I said it's totally impossible because I understand the culture of these people to a certain extent. Having studied anthropology for a long period of time, I'm able to invest my brains into studying any people at any time, anywhere, and coming up with a logical conclusion about their activities. And it's culturally and socially and religiously impossible to believe this man would have disgraced not only himself but his whole family and his village. That was my point going back 2 hours now, Gabi.
Right.
No, Scott, well, thanks for listening to me in Chicago on WIND. I know I have a great audience in Chicago, and I'm glad you're part of it. Thanks for the call. The phone number is 1-800-449-825. We're talking about a story that has astonishingly been swept away by the American dolts with Windsor knots and skirts, who are going on to things such as a new driver, worshiping a comedian who died who was known for a foul mouth and nothing else. They're covering stories that make no sense to me. I don't know why they're not covering this. To me, this is the number one story of not only the day, not only the week, but of the month, because it ties directly into the fate of Israel, the future possibilities of war with Iran, which, of course, will affect every man, woman, and child on the planet. That is what this is about. And if you study the origins of World War I and the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand, which led to the deaths of millions of people, that was because Archduke Ferdinand was killed. You can understand how important this story is. So the ramifications are well beyond a media cover-up or media idiocy. It has to do with you, because if Israel does in fact have a coup, or if in fact Israel does decide to launch a strike against Iran to stop Iran from destroying them, it will not be done surgically, it will not be done easily. It will be done horribly. And as one of my previous callers said, it will have to be done with tactical nuclear weapons, because Israel simply does not have the air force required to take out all of the nuclear installations in Iran. I don't have to tell you what it will do to the world economy and world supplies. And if you think $5 a gallon gas is bad right now, think $20 a gallon gas. Unless, and this is something that should have happened already, our government decides to do what should have been done for a long while now, which is demand repayment from Iraq in the form of oil. $1 trillion doesn't grow on trees. 20, 30, 40,000 American men are crippled for life. Almost 4,000 are dead. You have paid for this liberation of the Iraqi people. It is time for them to pay us back with oil. That should have happened. It will happen if Israel goes to war with Iran. There'll be no choice, because there'll be riots in America if the price of gas gets much higher. I'll be right back. Savage. This show was the first to report that the border policeman was of Druze descent. And it should be said that many Islamic scholars label the Druze as a non-Muslim sect, even though the Druze are officially classified as Muslims. Now, I don't have to go into the details. It's actually unimportant. It's a subtext of it is a subtext of the bigger story. And we're talking about the border policeman in Israel who allegedly committed suicide. I didn't believe it from the minute I saw it. It made no sense. I've never heard of a policeman committing suicide this publicly, number one, particularly during a state visit, number two, and number three of Druze descent. It's impossible, impossible to believe. So it was an assassination attempt by any analysis, in my opinion. Now, the question is, who was he aiming for? Who was behind him? Why? I think you can pretty much take your guesses on that one, and we'll take your callers on that track or on those tracks. Chuck, Pennsylvania, you disagree. Chuck, you think it was a suicide. Why?
Oh, I love to play out scenarios and guess the end of the movie. So I'm thinking maybe they got to this guy somehow, blackmail, threatened his family, something. And they said, you take out the leader of Israel or we'll do this to you or we'll expose this. He went there with all intentions to do it. He had a second guess of conscience and thought he was going to proclaim publicly, I'm not for sale. So he took his own life rather than carrying out the act he was sent there to do.
Well, who is it, though, who did this?
I'm just a little guy. I have no idea.
I don't either. I mean, I'm just a talk show host. I'm not a politician.
But you're a historian.
and that's why we listen to you.
Well, I'm not a historian. Again, I'm a talk show host who's educated, and educated well enough to read history, but it doesn't make me a historian by any means. But we're asking the questions that the American media should be asking, and I'm doing the job that the American media in general should be doing and is not doing. And so I'm doing it, and I will continue to do it until eventually the people catch on to the fact that there are very little outlets for real creative thinking, and it's very dangerous to live in a country without creative thinking in the media. Dave, Florida, you're next up. Go ahead, please. What's your opinion?
Mike, I think this is absolutely, there's a hit, and there's no question about it. Having said that, that's where we're in the Middle East, Mike, because in the event that Israel sent all the air forces down to Iran, because that's what's going to happen. Sooner or later, we're going to deal with Iran. We're going to be there. We will not turn our back on Israel no matter what happens. That's where we're in that part of the world. That's point number one. Number two, you have done a lot of good things, Mike, through your lifetime, and you've done your books and so forth. Now, we got problems in this country, and you have to go for the Oval Office and be another Franklin D. Roosevelt, sir. Mike?
It will not be in this election. Let's put it to you that way. It will certainly not be in this election cycle, but thank you for the call. I can't raise $50 million a month to begin with. Where is Obama getting $50 million a month from? You're telling me it's from the little people? I don't believe a word of it. It's the same conspiracy as this story we're talking about. You're telling me that that man is raising $40 million a month from the little people, from grassroots donors? That's absurd. It's impossible. It's coming from nefarious sources. It is coming from groups such as Soros. It is coming from foreign groups. This is another great story that has not been told. Houston, Texas, Pete, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Savage, you got it right. That was an assassination attempt. This guy was walking his post, came across something, was shot, and I haven't heard anybody else talk about it, but earlier today in the AP reports, his weapon went off afterwards. What I see is he came across something, was shot in a futile attempt to return fire, he got a round off, and he fell to his death. This is definitely an inside job. Somebody was out to kill one of the two. Which one? I don't know, but man, you're
right
on.
So it wasn't him who was the assassin. He stumbled upon the assassination attempt and was shot in the head, is what you're saying.
Yes, he was doing his job. He was standing in the post.
Well, it's interesting you should suggest that because it's a different twist on the movie in the sense that initially it was said he was shot by his own handgun. Now, we don't know what round was used, what was used to, in other words, what bullet was in his head. It wasn't from an AR, from an M1. An M16, rather. That was his rifle that went off. And then he falls off the roof? What sense does this make?
That's him. To me, that's him being shot, trying to return fire. He falls off the roof. He's dead. They all, inside job. They carry the same sidearms. They carry the same long guns. He was walking his post, came across something, was shot, tried to return.
So you're saying this Druze police officer actually tried to stop an assassination attempt, not that he was involved in such an event.
Yes, that is how I read
that. That is amazing. Boy, this gets deeper by the second on the Savage Nation. I cannot let this go. I open you up to 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Back in a minute.
Savage.
Savage Nation continues. We're talking about one topic and one topic alone because it is of such great importance. And I believe that what happened today at the state pageantry for the visit of Sarkozy as he was leaving Israel, going back to France, and the border policeman is found, they say, suicide, falls off a roof. Implausible. We all know it's implausible. What's more implausible is that the world media has not yet jumped on this story and started to hound the Israeli government for answers. This would have happened as near as 10 years ago when we still had a vigorous world media. It's disappeared. I don't know what's going on. I do know what's going on. I shouldn't say I don't know what's going on. It's a combination of things, mostly, of course, the conglomeration of the media in the hands of too few people. And as a result, they screen people out of the news bureaus who would ask questions like this way back into journalism school. And anyone who's too inquisitive doesn't last too long in journalism school. That's if you get inquisitive people at all. You get yes men and yes girls who are simply thinking they're going to wind up on television, crossing their legs on Fox News, looking like a post-op transvestite with rouge and a cross. And as a result, we wind up with this kind of horrendous situation where they are sending us the equivalent of the China News Service. And if you ask too many questions, I guess you could wind up drinking hemlock. Hemlock today is getting fired. Hemlock today is having front groups attack you for your advertisers. Hemlock comes in many different forms today. Hemlock is being reviled. Hemlock is being locked out. That's the hemlock of our times. But the story itself leads to so many conclusions. Why was there an assassination attempt? Who was it aimed at? Who was it behind it? Was this man the potential assassin, or did he stumble upon the assassination attempt and try to interrupt it and get killed? I would suspect that's the truth. My guess is that this Druze policeman stumbled upon an assassin and got into a shootout and was killed by the assassination team. That would be my guess. But it would take a mystery writer to flesh out the story. Indiana, Alex, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. My theory of this one going to be a little different. I thinking it's Olmert initiative to stage this. And now, because he's so afraid to lose his power, you just said 8% people support him. Now he can crush right opposition, Likud and everybody else, and stay in power as much as he can. This is my theory, and I will be not surprised.
Hold on now. I like your thinking, but how does this work for Olmert? How?
How? He can announce, we got another, it's a really confused all over the world. And in front of everybody, whole world, somebody tried to kill one of the leaders, nobody know whom. He can use the situation as much as he can and said it's a shame and make it, I don't know what he can do. He can do anything, and he can stay
in
power.
What you're saying is, let's take your theory. So Olmert says he's now a victim of an assassination attempt. If he doesn't say it publicly, he says it internally. And therefore, he uses extraordinary powers against his opposition to stay in power because he was just voted out of office today. You know that. The very same day that Israel voted him out of office, basically, internally, this occurs? Is this man that demonic and that dangerous? Is he more dangerous than I think?
He so like to be in power. He don't want to go away. Even his own party told him go away, and he don't want it to go, you know? And,
look at this story that came out today. This came out this morning before the event that we're discussing. The Labor Party caucus today decided to back party chairman Ehud Barak and vote against the government Wednesday on a bill to dissolve the government. To dissolve the Olmert government that came out actually late afternoon that they were going to meet Wednesday tomorrow to dissolve the Olmert government. And they say that this decision was the last nail in the coffin for the government of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. So you're saying he did this to retain power?
Since the police have any idea what's going on, he staged this, and this policeman was killed I don't think so. He was involved, this policeman, in this at all. He just staged this for his own good, nothing else. I will be not surprised at all. Tomorrow you will see it's going to be big scream from Olmert government about this.
Now, that's going to be the test, whether Olmert now marches out tomorrow as he was the victim of an attempted assassination attempt, and he declares he must stay in power in order to save Israel, or something to that effect, that event.
Yes, Michael.
Well, Alex, I like your thinking. I can tell that you grew up not in America because you still have a mind that operates. No doubt you grew up in Russia.
Thank you, Michael, very much.
Thank you. Yes, the Russian people had to think in order to survive. Don't confuse empty stores with empty minds, and don't confuse filled stores with filled minds. Rockford, Illinois. Frank, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, as soon as I viewed it, I'm like, you know what, to me it seems like when you do a dry run, when you come up against somebody like Israel, when you come up against their forces, to just whack one of these guys and you see how the men are going to react, you see how simple it's going to be to either get rid of Sarkozy or the Prime Minister of Israel next time. When you see these guys in action, when you see how they're going to operate, when you see how they're going to react, to me, you know, and then they started firing the rockets today and, you know, everything was going crazy. To me, it seemed like either a dry run or these guys aren't that bright either. These Hamas or these Muslim terrorists or these insurgents, I mean, you know, they run with their guns shooting over behind their head. It takes them 5 years to plan an attack in the U.S. You know, they're not brain surgeons, that's for sure. And they don't seem to know how to think on their feet.
Let me say this. I don't know the answer to all of this. I do know intuitively to a 99th percentile that it was not a suicide. That would be my intuitive guess. Whether the Druze who died today was a hero or an attempted assassin, I don't know. Who was behind them, I don't know. Will we ever know? I don't know. But I do know this. If you go on to my website and you look at the video of Olmert being ushered away right after the event by Shin Bet and by the French security, it actually looks like Keystone Cops working. Did you see that, Frank? Have you had a chance to look at the video of it?
Yeah, I did. And it did.
I was not very impressed with the security guys ushering Olmert away and the security guys ushering the French leader away. They looked like amateurs. It didn't look to me like the old guard type of security guys that I you know, used to say these guys are supermen. They didn't look very efficient to me and very, very protective. In other words, the world leaders right after this occurred looked more vulnerable than you would imagine.
Yeah, you'd think they would have slammed them to the ground or threw them in the car and took out their guns.
They didn't do that. I'm telling you, Frank, the whole thing is weird. And then Carla Bruni running up the steps like Jackie Kennedy, it gave me a chill up my spine.
That was amazing.
And I don't mean because she has a good derriere. I mean because this girl used her instincts that she used to get ahead in the world of having sex with one famous man after another till eventually she landed on Easy Street, or shall I say, until she landed on the Champs-Élysées. So she used her sexuality and her guile to get where she is, and the minute there was danger, she didn't hug her husband and protect him. That chick got on those steps and ran for her life. But there was no security protecting her. If you look at that video on my website, you'll see she's running up the steps without any backup. There's no one behind her. It's amazing to me, Frank.
Well, she is Italian, and she's probably heard the shots before and knows what to do.
Oh, man, you got me there. Well, Frank, you know, this is the beauty of talk radio, where there's still an audience able to talk and able to call. And, you know, at a certain point, it's gallows humor. But on another hand, tonight I've had callers that have exercised my thinking, and you're one of them, and I thank you. New York, Julian, you're next up. Go ahead, please. See if you can top Frank.
Dr. Savage. Hello,
yes.
Dr. Savage.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm from Israel. I came here about 40 years ago. Happened to be that this Druze is from my outfit. I served in the military 15 years over there in that security business that he's been going through.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, first of all, he's not a policeman. My outfit is a military base across the street from Netanya. It's about 4 or 5 miles to the border,
mm-hmm.
with the West Bank border there. So
yes.
he's a soldier. He's a professional soldier that they pay him. Being 8 years in the training, they call it keva. Keva does mean steady. They pay him a payroll. They pay him. He supports his family with this.
So he's not a border policeman, as they're reporting. He's a soldier in the Israeli army.
He's from Givati. Givati south, across a couple miles from Netanya, going east. It's a military base there. So he's from Givati Regiment 54. They have three more regiments. One is in the south. The other three, one is Bilu and a couple more others that I don't know where they are.
So, Julian, you know this brigade, this unit. What do you think? Was this an assassination attempt or a suicide? Let's start with the obvious.
Arabs try to penetrate, and he was an easy target by himself, so they took him out. They dressed as soldiers, they dressed as rabbis, and they speak Hebrew, and they shot him. They shot him.
What do you mean? You mean they were on the roof trying to pull off an assassination? He caught them and he got killed?
Druze people, it's not in their honor to embarrass their family to kill themselves. They fight them.
That I knew right away without having lived there. But you're an expert and I'm not. But I can pretty much apply my thinking to any situation. Good. You confirm what I suspect. But he stumbled upon assassins and got in a shootout and got killed?
They tried to penetrate, two or three of them, and when they realized that they're going to have a hard time to get through the security, they kill him.
They were trying to get through the perimeter. He got into a fight with them and they killed him. So in other words, but why would the government hide the assassination attempt? What, to show that they're in control?
The terrorist. This is the terrorist from the... They come to the Ben Gurion airport. This is the south from Tel Aviv.
But Julian, why would the government be hiding the assassination attempt and be calling it suicide?
Well, the government, they liars, like other countries where they have government, they say things in their own interest.
So why is it in their interest to hide an assassination attempt?
Pardon me? What?
Why? Excuse me, is it in the interest of the Olmert government to hide the assassination attempt? Why is it in their interest?
The government don't work so fast. It takes a few days until they analyze and the ballistics. They have to analyze the ballistics. Sometimes could be the same M16. But like I had the M16, the newest rifle. So could be they have the same thing. So could be very different.
So government is slow. In order for them to get their story together, they need a little time to come up with a story.
A few days, yes. 2 days, 3 days. And easy.
Well, Julian, again, you keep one caller after another in this hour. I'm getting people knocking the ball of truth out of the field, out of the stadium here. Another caller that is astonishingly interesting and informative on the Savage Nation. I wish I could send you a present, but you know something? The truth itself is the present, and I thank you for sharing it with us. The time is short. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back to take more calls on the Savage Nation. Be here.
Savage.
The people in this country are so gullible that it astonishes me. When the Durham dirtbag, the stripper from North Carolina, came out and said that the white boys tried to rape her, I knew from day one, from the get-go, it was a lie. And it took almost a year for me to be exonerated and see that the DA was a greedy white man trying to keep his job. He went along with the big lie, didn't care how many lives he ruined. Well, the rest is history. About a year ago, a black woman professor at Teachers College at Columbia University was being alleged to committing plagiarism, that she robbed a lot of the things she was writing. The minute it was claimed she was a plagiarist, she claimed that there was a hangman's noose on her office doorknob. Well, naturally, the liberals went crazy in this country. National outrage from all the stupid girls in the country. Noose, 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 noose. Well, it turns out she put the noose on her own locker. And finally, Columbia University is going to fire the plagiarist noose prof. It's the stories from the New York Post on michaelsavage.com. What does that have to do with today's story from the Middle East? Everything and nothing. The mindset in America is filled with cows, cows who wander around in a field mooing. If you say to them global warming, as Al Gore has done, you brainwash them, they go moo. They say global warming. You take any issue and they can be brainwashed and swayed like cows into believing it is true. And that is how the government media complex is able to get away with what they get away with. Unfortunately for them, there's still a vigorous mindset left in the world, and most of it listens to the Savage Nation. Irrespective of whether I am ostracized or banned or never discussed or the outsider or the samisade of the American media, it doesn't matter. What matters is that there are millions of people who think and want to analyze for themselves and don't take it out of whole cloth simply because, quote, a government official or an authority, so-called, tells them what to think or what happened. And that's why this audience continues to amazed me, and today you've amazed me. One after the other, one caller after another exercised an already cynical mind, mine, to levels that I didn't think were possible. Whether we will get to the bottom of the truth here, I don't know. I don't see how we could ever find out who was behind it, why the Israeli officers, the girls, fainted when they saw what had happened. You know, that's part of the story as well. I hope they're not found dead because they're liable to leak what happened. I hope they're not. I hope there's not a further tragedy over in Israel, because they fainted, and the Israeli women are not so faint-hearted. Trust me on that one. In my limited experience, the Israeli women are not as faint-hearted as American women. Let's start with that premise. Particularly Israeli military. Well, what do you mean they fainted when they saw what happened? The guy shot himself and they fainted? That's not why they fainted. They probably fainted because they saw a bunch of bodies on the roof in addition to his. And then they fainted. Or something else happened. But there's so much more to this story that I'm telling you, it would take a mystery writer to write this. And I'm not a mystery writer. New York, Jeff, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Well, you won me $5 today because I knew you'd talk about this, and I knew you'd say it wasn't an assassination. I wasn't a suicide. You're so 100% right. I was in Israel during the bombing of that nuclear reactor, you know, this year.
Oh, way back in the 80s when they took out the Iraqi Osirik reactor.
Oh, no, when they bombed the Syrian nuclear
attack. Oh, and the most recent attack. Go ahead, and how does that relate to this?
How does that relate to this? We've talked politics before, during, and after that. They do not like Omar. He's very weak, corrupt, and he's terrible for the country, and he's committing suicide, just like you say, every day of your life. But they blame him for not taking out Iran already. I mean, you know, what more do you need than the country saying we're going to kill
you? What you need is half the population dead and him quaking in a bunker somewhere saying, not so fast. Don't overreact. Wait, let me call up Condoleezza Rice. Don't react. Someone of half the population's dead. You know, the glass is still half full. What do you mean the glass is half empty? We still got half the population. We can still make do. We can still pack our suitcases and move to Brooklyn.
Under his watch, they lost the war, and they are humiliated about this.
That's right. They lost the war against Hezbollah, a group that has no air force and has no tanks. And under this moron, they lost against a ragtag guerrilla force that was backed by Iran. So Iran is seeing step by step they could do anything they want in this world.
They said, the Israelis, and I spoke to a lot of them, that nuclear reactor bombing, they blamed Omar. They said this was a test. They feel the enemy now has the courage, I want to use another word, but they have the courage to try anything now to test Israel.
The Hitler of Iran is the problem. The Hitler of Iran is the man on the world stage who is the Hitler of our time. No other world leader is running around saying, I'll snuff out an entire nation and I'll kill all of them. And even if I lose half my own people, it's worth it. He's on record saying that. What sane world permits a Hitler to arise again after we saw what happened last time? Must the world be plunged into World War III before this maniac is stopped? The answer is, of course. What has the UN done while millions of people in Darfur were being slaughtered? Nothing. What has the UN done while Mugabe has slaughtered the opposition in Zimbabwe? Nothing. Nothing. There is no world community.
Savage.